Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
The former president has arrived here at court. He did not speak to reporters.
This hour, former President Trump enters a third day of jury selection inside of that New York City courtroom over his hush money case. WOKV's Kirsten Garris joins us live from Washington as You Decide 2024 is underway. Kirsten catches up on what's happened so far this week and what we can expect today.
Yeah, that's right. So far, seven jurors have been chosen for this trial, and the selection process will continue today. It's also highlighted just how difficult and even contentious it will be to try to find a full jury. Now, former President Donald Trump's lawyers really dug through prospective jurors' social media posts to try to weave through those who may be anti-Trump and have that kind of bias moving forward. They obviously want them to be eliminated from being on the potential jury. So through questioning, there were several people who, they talked about their social media posts. Now, throughout this process, it even prompted the judge to, in a sense, admonish, Trump for his own conduct toward the first juror questioned about her social media. It was a quick warning that he would not tolerate any attempt to intimidate jurors in this process. And now the court is actually dark on Wednesdays. I didn't appreciate that. So nothing happened yesterday. And they will jump right in today with a new panel of 96 prospective jurors. This new panel will be asked if they think they cannot be impartial or if they have a conflict, and then undergo questioning first from the judge and then from the lawyers from both sides. So jury selection could end as early as today, likely tomorrow, and then opening statements would begin on Monday.
And just in the last several minutes, Kirsten, one of the jurors, one of the seven who was seated, is now being excused after telling the judge that she was concerned about her ability to be impartial. So we're down to six at this point. Can you tell us any specifics about the jurors who have been selected so far?
Yeah, well, it's a almost split mix of men and women now, less than that, of course, since we've had that developing news, who will be ultimately considered those 34 counts of falsifying business records against Trump. A man who was originally from Ireland, who now works in sales in New York City, has been appointed a jury foreman, and that person will essentially serve as the panel, the spokesperson panel for this jury. Now, five of the seven have college degrees or higher education, and actually, this is unique. Two of the men on the panel are attorneys. This is not normal. I happened to be listening to Politico this morning, and they touched on this, that because of places like D.C., and obviously this is New York, half the population is already an attorney anyway. So in this case, you would have an attorney. But what's interesting, they'll be watching to see if these attorneys are able to also stay impartial and not kind of become, part of the process in terms of, like, really overanalyzing things. So it'll be interesting to see how they go through the process today. Once they have a jury, this trial could last upwards of 6 weeks long.
Wow. WOKV's Kirsten Garris, part of our live team coverage in Washington. Thanks.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.